Irirangi Pōhō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
The National Party has promised to halve child poverty by 2028 and is committed to stick to the targets outlined in the Child Poverty Reduction Act. However, many are worrying that not enough policy has been outlined in order to achieve this. The party's policy of the independent earner tax credit will start in April next year and targets the, quote, squeezed middle, but will provide little relief for families who rely on welfare to survive. Susan St. John is an associate professor at the University of Auckland Business School and has recently published an opinion piece in The Conversation titled, If New Zealand's Government Wants a Simple Fix to Improve Child Poverty, Here's What It Should Do. The piece urges the party to do more to reduce child poverty. I spoke to her about how she believes the tax credit system needs to be altered in order to support low-income families more. The National Party have committed to halving child poverty in Aotearoa by 2028. Is this a realistic goal based on what we know about their policies thus far?
Not particularly, and it oversimplifies the whole issue of what child poverty is and how we measure it. The Act actually has 9 different measures of child poverty, and we don't know any detail about what National intends, unfortunately.
Could you explain how WFF tax credits work?
Well, it's a bit like what we do for older people. We give older people a pension at 65 and they've got unconditional income which they can then go and use for their living costs. So when parents have got children and they're on a low to middle income, they're entitled to some assistance from the state, which is roughly equivalent. It's extra money that they can spend and spend on the children, usually. So it is superficially like the aged pension, but unfortunately the way it's designed is so complex that hardly anybody understands it. There are 2 parts, family tax credit, which is a per week per child payment, and that goes to all low-income families on the same basis. And then there is something called the in-work tax credit, which is also for the children. It's a fixed amount for the first 3 children of a total of $72.50 and then an extra $15 per child if you've got a 4th or 5th child and so on. But that only goes to those families that fulfil certain criteria, namely they must not be on any benefit or any part of a benefit, and they must have some paid work, some connection to the paid work sector. The total of those 2 tax credits is added together and paid to the caregiver in a weekly or fortnightly payment. And that payment is reduced when family incomes exceed $42,700. And therein lies the poverty trap.
So is this an effective system for relieving families that are struggling?
At the moment it's performing pretty badly because that $42,700 has been fixed since 2018 and it should be about $52,000 or $53,000 by now. So as people earn extra money or they're just getting an inflation catch-up in their wages, they get extra money over that threshold. They have to repay their working for families, or the IRD will just simply reduce the amount that they're entitled to. And so that's what we call the effective marginal tax rate. When an extra dollar is earned over that threshold, let's say a family's got $48,000, they earn an extra dollar, they lose 30 cents in tax, they lose 27 cents in working for families, they probably will have a student loan to repay, that's another 12 cents. And so you quickly end up with a situation where you might be left with well under 50 cents in the dollar for each extra dollar earned, which makes it an incredibly harsh treatment of that extra effort.
And so what changes to the WFF system have National suggested?
Unbelievably, they cut and pasted Labor's poor policy pre-election. And what they're intending to do is to increase the in-work tax credit, that bit that only goes to certain families, and increase it by $25 a week. Now, that doesn't help the poverty trap that I've just described, for those families earning over $42,700 at all, yes, it will give some of those low-income working families an extra $25 a week and take their in-work tax credit up to nearly $100 a week. But these are precarious times that we're living in, and many of those low-waged workers might lose their job and fall on hard times and maybe have to access a part benefit or a whole benefit. And to cut $100 out of what is paid for their children is very, very harsh.
National have also proposed to increase the WFF threshold from $42,700 to $50,000, but this isn't set to happen until 2026. So what will happen in the meantime?
This is exactly what is going to happen. Then nothing will happen. And that is disgraceful. So to think that $42,700 threshold that's becoming more and more ludicrous as inflation eats away at its value is not going to be changed until 3 years, in 3 years' time, it's just not good enough. The urgency is that must be increased immediately and should have been indexed from 2018. So there's a lot of lost ground to make up. And we wonder why we're having so many families who are in paid work needing to go to the food banks.
So what do you think would be the most effective change to make to the system?
To make it more efficient and more equitable and more effective in reducing the worst child poverty, we should add the in-work tax credit to the family tax credit so that we end up with just one tax credit that goes to all children on the same basis and would be increased dramatically for those children who miss out on the in-work tax credit at the moment. So that's the first important thing. It needs to be properly indexed. It needs to have that threshold annually indexed, increased to about $53,000 now and then annually indexed. It needs the rate of abatement to come down from the very high level of 27% to 20%. And it just needs everybody to take a step back and say, look, we need something sensible and intelligible so that people can understand it, just like people understand the old age arrangements for New Zealand superannuation.
How counterproductive is it to approach issues such as poverty with a quick fix approach?
It's very counterproductive. We need systemic change. We need things like automatic indexation, just as we have with New Zealand superannuation. No argument about it, it just happens. Just putting in a few extra dollars here and there without thinking carefully is not good enough. And increasing the in-work tax credit when the really worst off children, and we know there's about 150,000 children in this category, they're not going to benefit at all from that change.
That was Associate Professor at the University of Auckland Business School, Susan St. John, speaking to me about how she believes the incoming government should support low-income families in order to better address child poverty.